Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
The Clemson Tigers off a 66-20 win over the Appalachian State Mountaineers. There were some questions about this team after the loss to Georgia. Those questions may be answered. We'll see when they stack it up for ACC game number one in 2 weeks against the NC State Wolfpack. Let's break that game down and get you set for that Wolfpack game as we welcome into the show every Monday at 8:40 a.m. John Blau covers the Clemson Tigers for the Post and Courier. John, welcome back to the show. I suspect the mood for those of you covering the Tigers was a bit elevated on Sunday morning.
I mean, we're even keeled regardless. They win or lose, it doesn't change our job. But as far as, the fan base, I think the fan base is certainly charged. Obviously, coming off that loss to Georgia, it was really depressing, only scoring 3 points. And then you go and you put 56 up at a half, which is a program record. Kay Klubnik throws for almost 400 yards in a half. That kind of puts a lot of anxieties to rest. So, yeah, I think the mood's a little different in Clemson right now.
I would say so. John, what would you think is the biggest difference we saw between the Georgia game and the App State game? Because there's a lot of theories floating around. One is that, hey, Georgia's just that good. This team may not give up a touchdown until they play Alabama. There is the thought that maybe this was the week that Garrett Riley really had full control of the offense and was able to open up the way he wants to. If I ask you what you think the biggest difference is from week one to two, what would you say it was?
I mean, obviously it's a little bit of both, I would say. I mean, obviously Georgia is very, very good, and the gap between Georgia's defense and App State's defense is something we're going to figure out over the course of the year. Obviously don't have a great context on kind of how good the Mountaineers actually are on that side of the ball. If it maybe it was a little bit easier to kind of get guys open and find space. But then also just obviously Clemson just playing way better. I mean, not making mistakes, having a guy like Bryant West go out there for the first time, who's stretching defenses. Kay Klubnik really comfortable in the pocket, looked very calm because he's protected really well by his offensive line, able to sit back there and complete 24-26. And then, you know, popping off big explosive plays. I mean, I think Clemson had 15, I think they had 3 plays of 15 or more yards in the Georgia game. The longest went for 36 yards. I mean, they had plays of 76, 51, 83, like, you know, in the first 3 series. And so to see them kind of create explosive plays, put points on the board real quick, obviously a very different dynamic, able to get momentum that they couldn't get in the Georgia game. Again, whether, you know, Georgia And App State, there's just like a giant chasm between them. And obviously, you know, the level of difficulty was a little different possibly, but I think obviously Clemson just executed a lot better as well. And that's why you get 56 points and a half.
It felt to me, John, like after the first quarter, a first quarter in which 35 points were scored. I shouldn't even say after the first quarter. It felt to me after the first drive, like there was a different feeling, a different mentality out of the fellas on the field. Forget the fans and the coaches and all that. Like, it looked like this team had finally settled in and clicked a little bit. Do you think that is something that, I mean, obviously they can build off of, but do you feel like this team maybe walked into the locker room on Sunday to look at tape and thought to themselves, this is it? I mean, I know it's hard to gauge the mentality of players, but from us watching this team on Saturday night, it looked like the Clemson Tigers of 2018.
Yeah, I mean, they came out of the Georgia game, and obviously it sounds odd hearing Kay Klubnik and Tristan Lee say this, but they felt more confident about their team coming out of that game than they did going in. At least that's what they said, just because they felt like they saw opportunities in there that they didn't take advantage of. And again, physically didn't feel overwhelmed, just they didn't execute. And so they knew if they executed, we absolutely have the guys to be able to, you know, score points. And, you know, I think Kay Klubnik said it after the App State game, just came in relaxed, more relaxed than he's ever been. They all did. I think they all kind of had a certain confidence to them that this is a, you know, day we can kind of go off and do what they did. And obviously to be able to throw a deep ball like Klubnik does to Wesco, we haven't seen Klubnik really hit a guy in stride deep like that in a while. I mean, he's often short-arming them, just not quite getting them out there. But then to connect on that first play, I think that's just such a huge confidence builder to right off the bat have just something that big. And I'm sure that got them excited, got them really kind of, you know, into the game, feeling like they, you know, were back kind of, sort of. And then you have, you know, obviously that big, you know, run by Mafa. And it's just, again, it all just kind of builds on it, on itself. And so I think that they came into the game with a good mentality. They obviously developed kind of a lot of confidence throughout that game. And it's huge going into a bye week to kind of have that confidence for another week and then go into the ACC opener against NC State when you're obviously, you know, the ACC season is just so important in this expanded playoff world that we're in. If you have a good ACC season, you win the ACC championship, you're automatically in, you get a bye. So I think they feel really good about where they're at right now. And obviously put that Georgia game like way in the rearview mirror.
Way in the rearview mirror. John Blau from the Post and Courier joining.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Talk to me about said receivers. We had Cade Klubnik tell us on this show a couple of times he expected Bryant Wesco Jr. to be a name that is household by the end of the season. Jake Brenningstuhl, I was almost disappointed he wasn't involved more in the offense in that Georgia game. Cole Turner had a handful of catches. Antonio Williams got involved. This receiving core looked like a different set. How much of that would you say was due to progression from week one to week two? Every college coach ever is going to tell you the most progression you'll see out of a team is from week one to week two, versus how much of this was a change in schematics for the Clemson passing game to scheme guys open? Because I was looking at it, I thought I was seeing a little bit more complicated patterns, a little bit more complicated tactics in terms of streaming, in terms of scheming guys open as opposed to just relying on them to get themselves open using pure athleticism. It felt to me like the pass game turned a corner specifically in regards to the wide receivers.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to do a very, very deep dive study to tell you if the patterns were that different. It seemed like they've been running, go routes or, some of those deep routes that Wesco got open on. Just haven't really been open, or Klubnik hasn't pulled the trigger, or Den hasn't put it out, far enough for them to kind of run under it. I think Wesco changes the dynamic a little bit. That's why, there was all that talk coming in the preseason of, just how different he is. And then to only see him play 12 plays against Georgia, I don't know, maybe they just thought, not quite ready yet, let's give him another week or what it was. But there was obviously a little disappointment for Clemson fans there. And then just right off the bat, just seeing the way he can get behind a secondary, obviously track the ball the way he did on the second one, the 51-yard reception that sets up the one-yard touchdown. He's a special player. I mean, just has a lot of just innate ability, speed, quickness, range, everything you want in a receiver. And obviously Antonio Williams has been solid the first couple weeks. I mean, he looks like he's really, as the coaches and his teammates have said, just kind of a little bit of a different guy coming in this year. And then you get a guy like TJ Moore also rolling with that 300. With that 33-yard touchdown reception that he had, again, going into the bye week, getting a lot of experience for him, maybe some confidence. It just changes the dynamic of what you have, and anything more you get from the Tyler Browns, the Cole Turners, obviously Jake Brenningstuhl, a pretty good tight end. You really have a diverse set of weapons, and Cade Klubnik said it after the game. I mean, he really feels like he can spread the ball around with all these receivers he has, and obviously doesn't have to force it to any one guy. And that's what Moore and Wesco do. It just changed the dynamic a little bit in terms of having more depth, having more ability, and they kind of showed it on Saturday in terms of really opening things up for Klubnik.
John Blau from the Post and Courier covers the Clemson Tigers, joins us every Monday at 8:40 a.m. All right, John, kind of an open-ended one here. What is the difference between, or what do you see Clemson wanting to carry from this game into NC State? I mean, listen, we had high expectation for Dave Doran's Wolfpack this year. Not a great weekend as they get run by Tennessee, a team that I do think is very, very good. What do you want to see Clemson take from this demo job on App State and kind of carry into that NC State game to make sure that they start the ACC season off with a win?
Yeah, man, I think obviously offensively continue to score points. I mean, that sounds simple, but obviously be able to have that momentum and not really feel like you're, stalling out, having lots of inconsistency, stuff like that. And Dabo Swinney said it, even though obviously the, place of the year, what caught everybody's attention, it really starts up front. I mean, it's all about that offensive line, protecting Cade Klubnik, being able to establish the running game, get a guy like Phil Mapa going. Obviously, he had 100-something yards, but he really only played like a quarter and a half. And so to be able to get the running game going, protect Klubnik, make sure he's calm there in the pocket, allow him to kind of, survey what's open and kind of hit the open guy and manage the game and not feel like he's forcing it. I mean, I think that's important. And then defensively, I have very little concern other than maybe Peter Woods' health. I mean, we're going to hear more about that. Obviously, he got chop blocked during the game, but defensively, I think Clemson feels pretty good about their ability to stop the run. Obviously, Georgia was able to get some plays in the second half of that game, but I feel pretty good about that defense being able to limit NC State and make it a you know, a game where Clemson doesn't have to score 56 points and a half. I mean, if they score in the mid-20s into the 30s, I mean, I think they got a pretty good chance of beating a team like NC State. So, yeah, obviously both sides of the ball, trenches are important, especially on the offensive side, just in terms of establishing the run and protecting Kate Klubnik.
Agreed entirely. John Blau covers the Clemson Tigers for the Post and Courier. He joins us here every Monday at 8:40 to break down Tiger football. Next week, we look ahead to the NC State game, a week off to rest and relax for the Tigers before they start ACC play. John, my man, as always, great to have you, buddy. Thank you very much. We will talk to you next week, partner.
That sounds good. Thanks, Rob.
You got it. John Blau for the Post and Courier. You can follow him on X at John Blau, J-O-N underscore B-L-A-U.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.